Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brandon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.
Faith, spiritual value. Moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome, glad you're with us. Now, yesterday we told you that Revolver News had the story that really it seems as though the FBI is using front people, assets, informants, and even some agents to penetrate groups, and then they orchestrated the, quote, insurrection, end quote, on Capitol Hill. Well, last night we played the video for you. Today I want to bring you the audio of an interview with myself, Terry Turchi, and Mary Fanning. Now, remember, Terry Turchi is the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI. You maybe have seen him recently several times on Laura Ingraham's program. Well, the asset saw him on TV, reached out to him, and then I think Terry Turchi put the asset in touch with Mary. They visited for a while, validated some of the information, and then Mary and Terry joined me on the WVW Hour over a month ago with the asset to share the story of how the FBI, contacted the FBI to talk about what they were seeing in their community in regard to Black Lives Matter, Antifa, burning, looting, rioting, arson, and had a lot of video. And the FBI tells the asset, not interested, in fact, get rid of it. But now we want you to penetrate patriot groups, but that's not what was said. We want you to penetrate white supremacy groups. And the asset said, wait a minute, these aren't white supremacy groups. These are groups that are made up of white people, black people, Hispanic people, all people groups. This was before January 6th. So apparently the FBI had the narrative of trying to penetrate patriotic groups, convince them to do things or egg them on or even do it themselves, the informants, the assets, the FBI agents, break the law themselves and then blame it on the patriot groups. That appears to be what's happening. Joining me today to set up this audio before we go to it is Mary Fanning. Mary, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Brandon, it's so nice to be with you. The asset that turned whistleblower actually was working for the FBI and had infiltrated Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They did not know that this person was, in fact, an FBI asset that was reporting on everything that these anarchists were doing. So the FBI was taking this information and understanding what was coming, yet they weren't doing anything with it. And then, toward the end, which is right in the lead-up to January 6th and what happened in D.C., at the very end, they started trying to have them change their narrative and saying instead of the groups that they had infiltrated, and this is across multiple states, it had to do with bombings, violence, fires, all sorts of things. At that point, they started trying to change the narrative. Give us a white nationalist. Give us a white supremacist.
Okay, so let me just clarify here, make sure I understand. You're saying the asset was an informant for the FBI. And how did Black Lives Matter fit into it? Did they ask the asset to go to penetrate Black Lives Matter, or was the informant
just... They hired the asset and had the asset infiltrate those Antifa Black Lives Matter. And as the reports kept coming out, and these are serious reports, as I said, bombings, things like that. As they, across multiple states, these folks had infiltrated and were across multiple states reporting to the FBI on this. And at the end, they started, the last month or so, began saying, give us a white nationalist, give us a white supremacist, it was not a one-off conversation. It was repeatedly, you know, where's the white nationalist? It started white nationalists. They started after certain groups. They went inside white conservative groups. They're saying, we're not finding anything. There's nothing there. And so as they kept trying to have them dig in that area and that well, and there was nothing there, then they brought out their superiors. It gets worse. They brought out their superiors, and then they began asking for the white supremacists. This was all this changing false narrative was morphing right up to the lead up to the January 6th, which we all know they have put out a lot of information that is not correct, with the FBI being part of this undercover, as Revolver reported.
And then, as the asset we'll hear say here in a minute, the FBI told the asset to destroy all the evidence that was on video, a lot of it, that could identify people.
Right.
And then the prosecutors, the federal prosecutors, said, no, we're not going to do anything about that. I mean, yet these are crimes right there recorded, including money. Apparently money coming, foreign money coming into the U.S. I mean, you want to talk about insurrection. This is insurrection right here. And they're not interested, but they're going to flip the narrative that the insurrectionists are really the constitutionalists.
Absolutely. And so we have a piece at theamericanreport.org. And they had monies coming in from the Middle East. They had long-term terrorists involved that went right back to the weathermen, and they knew it, and they did nothing.
So you've written a whole piece on this at theamericanreport.org?
Yeah, I think you have it up as well, Brandon, at WVW.
Okay, I don't know that I've got it up there yet. I got the one with Absolute Interference. I don't think I've put that one up yet. We'll get it up. But what is it titled at the American Report? Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, I'll read you the exact title. 1 second, please.
Yeah, let me.
Because we did this, you know, a month or so ago, right?
Right. Let's see. I was looking for it real quick myself here. I'm at theamericanreport.org. I'll find it and tell the listening audience what it's called.
FBI asset turned whistleblower.
There it is.
Christopher Wray, an FBI, pushed white supremacist false narrative during the lead up to the January 6th Capitol Hill incident, while ignoring the FBI evidence that Marxist Antifa, Black Lives Matter, CPUSA, so CPUSA was involved in this as well.
That's the Communist Party USA?
Yeah, Communist Party USA were plotting multiple domestic terror plots.
And it's right now, as of today being June 18th, it's if you go to theamericanreport.org, it's article number 5 as it
rolls
by.
And it's from May 18th.
May 18th, Article 5. So if you don't want to just have it on audio or video, you got it in print now to share around with people at theamericanreport.org. So, Mary, before we go to the recording, what this really shows us is the FBI has just been lying through their teeth. Actually, it appears as though the FBI actually has been encouraging the violence. They've been actually the ones behind it.
Brandon, it is breathtaking. The FBI is working against the American people, and they are pushing a false narrative about white supremacists, lying about this, lying about Trump supporters. And I take you back to the Patriot Act and what they're using now. And they're now saying they're going after domestic terrorists, and they're using that to go after conservatives. And they are attempting to brand them with a false narrative as white nationalists and white supremacists, when they have not one iota of evidence to that.
The article over at Revolver News goes on to talk about not only January 6th, but went on to talk about the supposed attempt to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And they write, it turns out an extraordinary percentage of the members of these groups involved in planning and executing the Capitol siege were federal informants or undercover operatives. The implications would be nothing short of staggering if that turns out to be true. This would be far worse than an already bad situation of the government knowing about the possibility of violence and doing nothing. Instead, this would imply that elements of the federal government were active instigators in the most egregious and spectacular aspects of January 6th, amounting to a monumental entrapment scheme used as a pretext to imprison otherwise harmless protesters at the Capitol, and in a much larger sense, used to frame the entire Make America Great movement, or the MAGA movement, as potential domestic terrorists. So that's coming from Revolver Revolver.news. Then they went on to talk about the event in Michigan, and they go on to talk about how many of those were actually FBI informants or FBI agents, and they were behind a lot of this. In fact, they reported that the FBI acknowledges the use of both confidential informants and undercover employees over the course of several months leading up to the so-called thwarted plot in Michigan. FBI infiltrators compromised, at the very least, comprised, at the very least, 26% of the plotters. So in Michigan, folks, with what they said they were going to, you know, go after the Capitol there in Michigan. I'm talking about Michigan now, not D.C., not January 6th, Michigan. And the supposed threats against the governor of Michigan. Revolver.news is reporting that the FBI, their people, their employees, their undercover employees and informants made up 26% of the plotters. That is, at least five FBI operatives have been disclosed against just 14 suspects indicted. A look at the indictment reveals at the very level of the plot, at every level of the plot, FBI operatives played the most important leadership roles. The plot's explosive experts, who the plotters were accused of planning to buy from, turned out to be an FBI agent. The head of transportation for the militia outfit turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. The head of security for the militia outfit turned out to be an undercover FBI informant. At least two undercover FBI informants were active participants in the initial June 6, 2020 meeting in which the plot to storm the Capitol buildings were allegedly hatched, meaning at least three FBI informants infiltrated before the conspiracy even started, which leads to believe that they were probably the ones that were instigating the entire conspiracy from the beginning. This is basically, folks, everything I'm reading here tells me the FBI are the criminals. The FBI are the usurpers. The FBI are the instigators, the insurrectionists. They are the ones behind all of this. They went in and they did all this, and they set up these Americans, and they egged them on, and they did a lot of things, I think, were the ones actually doing the illegal behavior. And here's the question. What happened to a bunch of these unindicted folks in D.C.? The reason they have a bunch of unindicted folks, people who are unindicted co-conspirators, apparently, according to some of the researchers, those people are unindicted, Mary, because they're actually FBI informants or agents or employees. That's why they're unindicted, and they're hiding from the American people who they are.
And also, Brandon, others of those people that are being held were innocent Trump supporters who did nothing. We already know about those, like Dr. Simone Gold, that the FBI came after, and Usama. Your audience needs to understand something. We work with Brannon because he has context. He understands the history. We bring him people like Terry Turchie and the generals. They are flocking to Brannon because he understands the context and has written extensively about it, about what we are watching.
Well, and to be fair, because you've introduced me to some of them.
Yeah, but it's not, but Brannon, it really wouldn't make any difference if you didn't understand the context and the history and hadn't written about this. It's understanding, you know, those who don't understand history are doomed to repeat it. You understand history. That's a huge point. And understand something else. This false narrative was being put out, and let's use the other word for false narrative. These lies were being sold to the American people by the mainstream media, who is colluding with the FBI. Now, I want your listeners to understand something else. It means something when you have James Comey, the head of the FBI, at one point.
Yeah, hold right there. I don't want you to miss it. Mary Fanning with me. Don't go away. Be right back. Hello, I'm Brannon Howes. We have just released something that I think many of you will find encouraging. In this day and age, there's a lot that can get you down. But we just produced and released the one-hour concert from our Ozarks Worldview Weekend from October 15th, 2020. It was 1 hour of me in concert singing many of the classic hymns you have come to know and enjoy. We were originally going to produce this and put it out as a DVD for sale. You know, it's really expensive to do television. Just the staging and the sound system and the sound company and renting the room.
is thousands of dollars. But we filmed it, and after we filmed it and post-produced it, my wife looked at this and said, Brandon, I think you need to put this out there for free. A lot of people today need to be encouraged, and these old classic hymns and sacred songs will encourage many people. So we're doing just that. If you go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert, you can watch the concert from Lake of the Ozarks absolutely free of charge as a ministry of WVW-TV and WVW Foundation. Just simply go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert. Have you noticed all the free stuff we have been putting out? This free concert, our documentary Brainwashed America, absolutely free at brainwashedthemovie.com. How are we doing this? Because of your support. It is absolutely crucial that we have your tax-deductible support so we can continue to put out free programming. Our bandwidth bill alone is thousands of dollars. Thousands. Not to mention all the production cost. And we've been buying a lot of new equipment in 2021 because, well, a lot of our cameras were old and we had to go to 4K cameras. We also have a lot of new streaming equipment we've had to buy because of cancel culture. Remember, Livestream told us if you talk about vaccines or machines, you're done. And then our content delivery contract, how we stream, they said the same thing. Quit working with Mike Lindell or we'll cancel your contract. Well, we're not going to stop working with Mike Lindell. So my friends, we've had to go out and buy a lot of new equipment and negotiate new contracts because of the cancel culture, because of the stuff we're standing for. It is vital we hear from you today with a tax-deductible contribution. It's not uncommon during the summer months that donations slow down. Please, don't let that happen. Go right now to wvwfoundation.com and please make a one-time contribution, tax-deductible, or set up a monthly. We need more monthly donors. Would you go right now to wvwfoundation.com and set up a monthly contribution? If you prefer to send a check, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Or you can call during normal business hours and give over the phone at 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. Well, in the meantime, why don't you go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert and watch the free concert from Lake of the Ozarks. And when you do, know that it's because of people like you that we can put out such quality productions that encourage and educate and inform and equip many people. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. We are going to go to the audio of the asset. That was a month ago we recorded this, right, Mary?
Yeah.
And we were going to hold this until our documentary Absolute Cover-Up came out, but because this is breaking in the news, Tucker Carlson's picked it up, Revolver.News has picked it up, and they have no clue we have this audio. I don't know if they found out yet, but we have something that none of them have. None of them have this audio.
No. No one has this information. In fact, Brandon, you know the new information we've just posted. It's the context, what we're seeing that came out of the Obama-Biden administration is nothing short of shocking, and it's nothing short of sedition and treason.
And let me tease what she's talking about, because we were going to talk about that today, but then this story is what's really running. She's talking about the latest article at theamericanreport.org. We've linked it over at worldviewtimes.com. And that here's the headline. Obama Biden science czar John Holdren, he lifted game of function. He lifted the game of function during the Obama administration that would allow things like COVID being funded and done at the Wuhan lab. And, of course, John Holdren, you go back to Population Bomb, Echo Science, John Holdren working with the Ehrlichs. He openly talks. I mean, this is in my book, Grave Influence, from 2008. He's talking about putting sterilants in the food and water, and the government will decide who gets the antidote so that they can have children. And then, Mary, he goes on to talk about actually using a bioweapon to wipe out the world. I know of another guy that's boasted that maybe they could use a bioweapon to wipe out 90% of the world, some quote scientist end quote. So some of these population control people have actually bragged about using a bioweapon. So that's separate from what we're talking about. That's the latest article at theamericanreport.org, right?
Yeah, it is very concerning, and it's so concerning that the American people need to understand, as General Flynn has said, we need to stand shoulder to shoulder and fight back. We cannot lose our country, particularly to these thugs, these communist thugs. And I go back to communist because, as I started to say, Comey, FBI Director Comey, if anyone can even imagine an FBI director saying this, told that it was reported in the New York Mag, I used to be a communist. I don't know what I am now. I used to be a communist.
Wow. In the Revolver.News, they say, in one of the plots, climactic scenes, talking about what went on in Michigan, where 26% of the people involved in that plot were FBI informants or agents or employees.
Mm-hmm.
26%. They say, in one of the plot's climactic scenes, in the main van, driving up to look at Governor Whitmer's vacation home, 3 out of the 5 people in the van, meaning 60% of the plot's senior leaders, were federal agents and informants. Folks, this is what Hitler did. He burns down the Reichstag, and then he blames it on his enemies. And Bill Federer was on last night giving more historical context to how others have done the same thing. This is your dirty, disgusting federal government, FBI. The CIA is just as dirty. They are criminals. They are thugs. They are murderers. They likely murdered Phil Haney or know who did it or had it done or are covering up for it. They shot Randy Weaver's wife in the head. They murdered women and children at Waco. This is your government, people. This is who you pay taxes to so they can lord over you, enslave you, and then murder you and set you up and throw you in jail if they want to for any reason they can come up with. By the way, have you read the book that Alex Newman promotes all the time where every American creates is involved in about 3 felonies a day? There are so many federal laws in the books that the government accounting office, I don't think can even tell you how many, but you guys, all of us are creating, we're all involved in about 3 felonies a day. So they could lock you up anytime, any reason they want to. And if that's not good enough, they'll just murder you or have you murdered and then cover up the investigation. Mary?
It's breathtaking. It is breathtaking. And so as they are attempting to frame the innocent, and as Terry Turchie says, you know, imagine this. You've got this one-time deputy director of counterterrorism for the FBI for his entire career, and he's coming and saying with Brannon and me that they are terminally corrupt. They should be dismantled, because what we're seeing in this country, as Terry has so aptly pointed out, we are seeing Bill Ayer's prairie fires being put into action. And when you understand prairie fires and the amount of murders that they call for of innocent Americans, it's beyond normal people's comprehension. And if you want to know what evil looks like, this is what evil looks like. Brannon, there was a story that you broke that we referenced in that article, and it's so important. It's a section of the article. It's called Lies, Damned Lies, and Statistics. Brannon broke a story with Dr. Christopher Hull. He's a senior fellow at Americans for Intelligence Reform. And he stated in his October 20th study that they were attempting to, they built the numbers about who the white terrorists are in this country. And Christopher Hull and Brannon House, they broke this story wide open. And what they did was they used the statistics from 9/11, from those terrorists, and they put those stats down as white supremacists.
Yeah, all the Arab men were listed as Caucasian white men. All the Arab men were listed as Caucasian.
Right.
So they could bump the numbers. So they could bump the numbers to target American men as the greatest threat to America.
White American men.
Yep.
And this is sick.
Yeah, and then of course we have a we have a book that's out now called John Wayne and Jesus, or Jesus and John Wayne. I can't remember which order it's in, but this is a book running around the, quote, Christian circles now, talking about you can either choose to go with Jesus or you can choose to go with John Wayne, and sadly too many Christian men are trying to emulate John Wayne, not Jesus. That's what they're trying to say. And of course, they've turned Jesus into this social justice wimpy warrior, and they're saying the problem with John Wayne is he was a patriarchal guy and he's a knuckle dragger and kind of a caveman. And this has even penetrated big time the evangelical world. So this whole thing of going after men and white men and patriotic men and our war fighters, it's nonstop. All right, Mary, any closing comments before we go to this incredible audio with you and Terry Turchie?
Yes, I want your audience to understand, we've also heard about upside down, inside out. That's what a communist revolution. That's when they tell you, don't believe your lying eyes. And that's what's happening. And keep that in mind, that they're selling you a completely false narrative. And others, good people, are coming out and telling the truth.
Absolutely. The article about this, Absolute Interference, the John Holdren Science Czar lifting the gain of function before Obama left and kept President Trump in the dark about it, by the way, all that's at theamericanreport.org, theamericanreport.org. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you for everything you do for this country. God bless America.
It's a team effort. Thank you, Mary. All right, let's go to that audio of Terry Turchie, Mary Fanning, and myself, and The Asset. Listen to this, folks. Again, this was over a month ago, and now this is in the news, and what you're going to hear from The Asset is going to validate what Revolver.News, Tucker Carlson, and others are saying. They probably don't even know we have this audio, and The Asset saying exactly what it is they're reporting. So they don't have to speculate. Here's The Asset is going to say it, and this all happened before January 6th. This was all setting up for January 6th. The Asset will explain it. Here we go.
I think it's sad to say, but that's exactly what is going on. You're exactly right, Brandon. And keep in mind that back when Robert Mueller had just come in as the director of the FBI and was involved in congressional testimony, he told or acknowledged to Senator Leahy that they could work together to change the culture of the FBI. That had never before happened, and in fact, that's what he did. And it's important also to understand that when James Comey replaced Director Mueller, James Comey was given a five-page letter by FBI employees. I am told that at least hundreds of FBI employees of all ranks, and that includes support personnel and special agent personnel, intelligence analysts, all of those kinds of people, they told him the FBI was being led in the wrong direction. They said they hoped that they can reach him and get him to turn it back before it's too late. Comey completely ignored. He never, absolutely never acknowledged that he even received their letter.
So these are guys that wanted the FBI to be used for the purpose, fidelity, bravery, and integrity.
Exactly. And yet they installed in the FBI an Office of Diversity and Inclusion, and they replaced fidelity, bravery, and integrity with diversity, equality, and social justice. And they're nice-sounding words, but they are just one step on what the communists like to call the long march through the institution.
Absolutely. So, Mary, maybe at this point we should ask The Asset to just tell their story.
And by the way, I want to stress what you just heard, of course, is the voice of Terry Turchie, former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, who is now telling you how corrupt the FBI is.
Well, we should, but let me also add to what you and Terry have said, that keep in mind that James Comey was quoted in The New Yorker saying, "I used to be a communist. I don't know what I am now." That's James Comey, the director of the FBI at that point in time.
So with that, we're going to give the floor to The Asset. Maybe The Asset could tell us how they acquired the information that they did and then what they did with it.
Sure. My involvement with the FBI was in...
And by the way, we have had to disguise the voice of The Asset to protect The Asset. Okay, here we go.
...initiated when I came into possession of information, videos, and photographs of violent activists, looters, and arsonists affiliated with local democratic socialists, BLM, Antifa, and CPUSA. By agreement with the FBI, after a period of initial introduction, was to pursue information on these bad actors via social media access and attending local events to secure surveillance for them. I set up accounts on various platforms and started reporting on events, tweets, posts, events announcements, fundraising, and pretty soon my work was pretty significant. I attended various events and calls to action, took photos, videos, and reported on criminal behaviors within the ranks of a variety of local groups that were all very active. So I believe I was providing a service and acting in the best interest of my community at the time. My FBI special agents, which involved four individuals over a course of several months, were aware of my conservative political affiliations and strong religious values, which I never attempted to hide. They also knew I was politically active in the community. I was able to identify multiple individuals involved in violent activities, including arson, destruction of property, physical assaults, potential terrorism, weapons violations, potential money laundering, and fundraising for organizations in Islamic countries. I was told these individuals were under FBI investigation as a result of my surveillance.
And then, as you will hear, the asset was told, destroy all that. We're not interested in that. We want you to go after the patriot groups, the constitutionalists, the MAGA group, and paint them as white supremacists so we can have a narrative.
We have just ordered up four brand new 4K cameras that have arrived to our television studio. We also just purchased four new computers for post-editing TV. Folks, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars in new computers and new cameras. And folks, we're just getting started. We are growing rapidly. Our cameras were like 12 years old or maybe even older. We had to move to 4K cameras. This was not an option. It costs so much money to do TV and radio, particularly television. And yet we give our shows away at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV.com. Our streaming bandwidth bill went from $2,400 a month to around $10,000 a month over the last few months as our audience has spiked. We desperately need your help if you want this network to keep going and growing and doing it in a broadcast professional way. Don't forget, we produced Absolute Proof with Mary Fanning and Mike Lindell, and there's more coming with that. So if you appreciate all we're doing, I need your support. We need it today. One of two ways. You can make a tax-deductible contribution at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to send a check. Or can you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW? Mike Lindell has over 100 products, and when you use the promo code WVW, you'll save up to 66%, and a generous portion of each purchase comes back to our broadcast network. My friends, I cannot tell you how much this has helped us. We have been able to purchase some of these cameras because you guys have gone to MyPillow.com and purchased bathrobes, towels, sheets, pillow tops. You may think, oh, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. When hundreds and hundreds of you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, you're getting resources you need from a conservative patriot like Mike Lindell, who employs like 2,600 employees. You're saving up to 66% on some of those items, and you're supporting our network. I'm telling you, it is a big deal. This is one reason we were able to buy these cameras and computers. So please, either go to WVWFoundation.com and make a tax-deductible contribution, and or MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Will you tweet it, Facebook it, email it? Tell all your friends, hey, support this network that's putting out free radio and television by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Folks, we're in this together. We're one of the few networks that's still able to speak truth, and we've not been banned or shadow blocked because we built our own network. How'd we do it? Your partnership. Thank you for supporting us in one of two ways, WVWFoundation.com or going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now enjoy all the free radio shows at WVWTV.com and WorldviewRadio.com. Thanks in part to your support.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let's continue. Here is the asset. Again, this was recorded over a month ago with Terry Turchi, former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Mary Fanning, and myself. It's the full TV show is at WVWTV.com. If you want the full TV show, it's available now on demand, free of charge, at WVWTV.com. And the asset was just saying that those that were involved had all the videos. The asset turned all this over. Videos, people breaking the law, arson, bombings, the raising money for Islamic groups overseas here in the U.S., all of this. No, I'm not interested in that. Destroy all that. Now, can you go after the Patriot groups and paint them as white supremacists?
After a period of time, I was asked to change the direction of my surveillance, and I was asked to focus on a specific number of potential white nationalists, defined as being members of a specific white nationalist anarchist organization. So surveilling the white nationalists involved a lot of work, creating additional social media access. But unfortunately, the additional surveillance did not provide the affirmation of white nationalist activities the FBI were hoping to secure. None of the individuals I surveilled were active in illegal activities that I could associate with them, unlike the BLM, Antifa, and CPUSA, basically activist communists. My social media site did, however, provide information on individuals affiliated with.
All right. We just lost something there. Hang on. Yeah, I just lost something. Hang on. What happened here? Let me try it again.
With another national anarchist group and Antifa outside of my state, information which was confirmed by other confidential information that the FBI was receiving. Prior to the November election, the focus switched again and the FBI changed the language from white nationalist to white supremacy. I thought that that was really unusual, so I asked them to define white supremacy. They told me that the term white supremacy appeared to be broader in scope. Now they wanted names of local militia group members and to include individuals with far-right political affiliations that may appear violent. They had broadened their scope. They wanted national groups, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, 3%ers, and local groups I can't identify here. They had a checklist they had received from their superiors to complete, and they walked me through that checklist, asking many questions that were on the form. Meanwhile, I continued to provide them with activities from my original focus, the bad actors in my community. And it was shortly before the Christmas holiday that I was informed by one of my FBI special agents that the federal prosecutor that had been assigned to the investigation that they were working on had closed those investigations and that they were not interested in pursuing cases against any of those individuals I had identified. They were singularly focused on white supremacy.
So let me just interrupt there real quick, because when you use the initials, I want to make sure the audience understands it is the Communist Party USA that the asset is referring to in those initials.
Right. Exactly.
So the groups that you were asked to look at and monitor, you said they went from white nationalists to white supremacy. Were any of these people just simple patriot groups? I mean, Oath Keepers and others, aren't they just simple patriot groups that want people to keep their oath to the Constitution?
Right. And if I identify some of them, it would identify my location. So I'm going to be a little particular about that. But they would they were identifying not just the national group, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, Proud Boys, but they had identified local militia groups within the state. And they wanted specific names of individuals that they were hoping that I could secure for them.
Were these militia groups the kind of militia groups you hear about when you think about Oklahoma City bombing and, the, you know, guys running through the woods in the weekends that are wanting to overthrow the government? Or were they real militia groups like that were like, you know, anarchist type? Or were that was that term militia just being put on people that were patriots that want to maintain the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and such rights?
These are patriots. These are individuals that form militias within their own community to aid one another in caring for their community. They're not terrorists. They're not activists. They're not anarchists or anything like that.
So they're looking to uphold the rule of law. They're looking to uphold the purpose and function of government under our constitutional republic. They're looking to support the local police, the local sheriffs. They're very typical kind of Americans that you would expect. But you're saying that the FBI wanted to label them as militia groups, as in somehow they're a threat to our government and involved in subversive activities. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. So up to this point, none of the groups identified as white supremacists by the FBI had presented as any threat anywhere in the state. There had been no crimes, there had been no activities, no action, no protests even. But my FBI contacts were receiving pressure from the top, as they put it, to produce names and activities.
Were any of these folks people of color? Were they Black Americans? Were they Hispanic? Were they, in other words, you think of white supremacists, and clearly they would not, you know, they wouldn't let different people groups within their ranks. But my guess is they probably did have Black conservatives and Black Americans and Hispanic Americans within their groups. Correct?
They certainly did, and they had Muslims in their group as well.
So when you say Muslims, you mean like my friend Shahram Haidian, whose daddy was high-ranking in the Iranian government, Iranian military, and he left Iran 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah because he didn't want to live under Sharia. So he was a beer-drinking, pork-eating Muslim, but he said, I don't want to live under Sharia, and he got out 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah. So when you say Muslim, they are of Muslim heritage, but they're not Islamists. They're not interested in Muslim Brotherhood. They're not interested in Hamas. So when you use the term Muslim, you're referring to a group of people that are of that line. They're, you know, they may call themselves Muslim because their father or mother are Muslims or were, but they're not Islamists. So you're making the distinction between
right.
Islamists and Muslims, correct?
Correct. What I'm saying is that they were individuals from different ethnic groups, different religions, but they're American citizens, and they're active in their state militia, county militia, things like that.
And the purpose and function of the militia, I guess, would come from the Constitution, that a well-regulated militia is necessary to secure and keep the freedoms of our nation. And people can argue whether the militia is your National Guard or whether it's Americans who organized in defense of the Second Amendment and all the other rights. People can argue on what is a well-regulated militia. But the point is, these people would organize as a local group of people to maintain the constitutional republic of their state, since every state had to be a constitutional republic to enter into the territory. So I want to stress again for the listeners, you're referring to a group of people referring to themselves as militias whose really sole commitment is the maintaining of our constitutional republic and liberty and freedom. And they had zero agenda when it came to race.
Correct. And I'm going to point out, if you look at a militia on a state level, after there's a disaster or catastrophe, whether it's bad weather or a disaster like an explosion or a fire, often the local militia will be the ones to move in to protect the area and to assist with emergency actions. So they play a big role in the community at the local level.
So did you when you gave this information back to your FBI handlers and you said, wait a minute, these groups are not white supremacists. They're all people groups represented here. There's no hatred toward anyone. They are not looking to overthrow the government. They're not looking to be subversive. They're just good old fashioned patriotic Americans. They have no racist literature. They have no literature on burning, looting, rioting, subversion, i.e. unlike a lot of the other groups, like Terry being an expert on Weather Underground and their Prairie Fire document of 1974 that was clearly they were involved in bombings, or Muslim Brotherhood that is calling for the overthrowing of our government. They had none of that kind of literature whatsoever, and you went to them and said, look, these are just average Americans wanting to be a free society. What were you told? How did the FBI respond to your findings and you're telling them you guys are barking up the wrong tree?
I did that. I have told them multiple times. Very often when I was surveilling the other groups, the BLM, the Antifa, CPUSA, and other anarchist groups that are local, I would have a lot of photography, videos. I would have communications where they were talking about crimes, where they were making threats to other people, other organizations. So I have a lot of data, a huge amount of data. And I would come back to the FBI and say, I don't have anything on these people. In fact, so I had developed a source in one group in particular, and they wanted that individual identified, and I did. I identified that person. I believe that they recruited that person for a period of time, and then the information they were receiving stopped, and they came back to me to surveil the group again. They just weren't getting the information on the white supremacists because they didn't exist. I mean, they weren't active in criminal or terrorist behaviors. So after the election, the FBI knew from information they were receiving that there was no retaliation after the election from the groups that they had labeled as white supremacists. Additionally, they had information in their possession that indicated that the national groups like Oath Keepers, for instance, were eliminating bad actors from their own roles. So people that were potentially a problem, Oath Keepers were getting rid of them. And they were self-policing their own organization.
All right, we'll pick it up right there. This is shocking. It's exclusive. The Asset explaining how the FBI was seeking to set up Americans and ignore the real terrorists. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I'm recording this spot on June 3rd, 2021. Since our last recording, do you know that we have had massive cyber attacks? One, the Colonial Pipeline, which Dr. Peter Vitzenpry says was definitely Russia. That's our energy, folks. We already know Russia and China have been hacking on our power grid. That has even been admitted by the federal government. Well, now we have what many say is another hack by Russia, this time on our food supply. Breitbart reports approximately 20% of the United States beef capacity has been wiped out following a cyber attack. The largest meat producer in the world has been impacted. Bloomberg News reports that JBS's five biggest beef plants in the U.S., which altogether handle 22,500 cattle a day,
halted processing following a weekend attack. My friends, this is exactly why we've been telling you to be prepared. From cyber attacks to natural disasters to terrorist attacks to pandemics. Is your family ready if indeed, again, the grocery stores go bare? We know what that's like. We saw it during the coronavirus. We have not promoted our freeze-dried food for several weeks. Why? Because for over a year, we could not keep up. We now have caught up. If you would like to order freeze-dried food, Mountain House, which is what many of the Navy SEALs order, this is a company that's been around since the late 60s. I fed this to friends and family without telling them, and they didn't even know what they were eating. They didn't realize it was freeze-dried food. If you'd like to make an order of freeze-dried food today, please go to wvwtv.com/store. That's wvwtv.com/store. There's a 25-year shelf life. When you order freeze-dried food from us, you're not only getting it at a great price, but you're also helping support this broadcast network. So thank you for making your purchase of emergency freeze-dried food, Mountain House, from us at wvwtv.com/store. If you prefer to order by phone, please call during normal business hours, 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. Or online at wvwtv.com/store. The warning signs are all around us. They indeed, the enemies of America, both foreign and domestic, know how the American people could be brought to their knees by not only going after their finances, but also after food. Do you want to be under their thumb? It's time to be independent. Have your own store of emergency food supply. wvwtv.com/store.
Welcome back. All right, we'll go to this audio again. The asset explaining how the FBI did not care about the real terrorists, the communists, the Marxists, the people planning bombings, the asset said, raising money from terrorist groups overseas, bringing it back into the U.S., arson, planning, all kinds of things. Even though the asset had this on video, the asset goes on in the full interview at wvwtv.com to say that the prosecutors looked at this, oh, we're not going to do anything. In fact, destroy all that evidence. Now go set up some conservative, patriotic Americans, will you? And let's call them white supremacists. Just so you know, if the FBI or this crooked government ever come after me or Mary Fanning or Mike Lindell, you know, any of us, you just need to remember this program. The FBI, it is a matter of fact. Prove me wrong, is it not? Prove me wrong. Is this not a matter of fact? The FBI, they are known with their own people to lie under oath. They are known to lie to FISA court judges. They are known to prosecute what they know to be innocent people who did nothing, i.e. General Flynn, right? They are known to murder people. The FBI is known to murder people. Randy Weaver's wife, they blew her head off, holding an infant child. Nothing happened to the sharpshooter that did that. Nothing. Wasn't he an FBI sharpshooter? Mm-hmm. Waco? And you can say these people are nuts. They're crazy. They're a little on the fringe. Whatever you think of them, doesn't matter. They still have constitutional rights. And my friends, you now need to know your FBI, not the FBI that I grew up touring and respecting, this new FBI that's been taken over by the Democratic Marxist Party and the Democratic Marxist Department of Justice, as Terry Turchi has documented, this FBI will lie, they will perjure, they will manufacture evidence, they will prosecute innocent people, and if necessary, I believe we have the history to prove they will murder people, or they will have those people murdered and cover it up and not investigate it. Welcome to America.
My surveillance leading up to and after January 6th appeared to exonerate these groups, now identified as white supremacists. I even provided information that exonerated the group Oath Keepers with a letter from their national leader immediately after the January 6th action at the Capitol. So they had that information, and they had it very quickly. They had information before January 6th and information after January 6th.
Terry, this is really troubling, and as you probably have maybe watched the interviews I've done with Dr. Christopher Hull, he did a whole study that showed that the government went so far to try to show that the great threat to America are white supremacists or white American males that the government report actually labeled the hijackers of 9/11, who are all Arabs, labeled them white Caucasians. This is an extensive report put out by Dr. Christopher Hull, who we've interviewed on TV as well as on radio. And so they have gone to the extreme to try to build the narrative that the great threat to America are just white American patriotic men, which goes right back to that long march to the institutions. When we talk about the Frankfurt School that came to America in 1933 at the invitation of John Dewey, the father of modern education, John Dewey, who studied the Karl Marx way of education, and then came back to America in the late 20s, early 30s to implement that here. John Dewey, who worked with communist Roger Baldwin to start the American Civil Liberties Union. I mean, we go down the line. This is John Dewey, right? And John Dewey brings the Frankfurt School guys over here who were known Marxists from Germany, and they come here and they're dropped down at Brandeis and Berkeley and Princeton to use education and media to have what they call a Marxist revolution. But they couldn't call it Marxism, so they called it political correctness. But in their writing, they openly wrote about dealing with white American men, white males, destroying a patriarchal society for a matriarchal society, destroying masculinity, and then eventually some of the people that followed them even talked about getting rid of masculinity or femininity, just a general humanness. So what I'm saying is, when you use that term, the long march to the institutions, that includes making sure you destroy strong, patriotic, courageous men who will defend society from the Marxist. So the Marxists rush in, label them the problem, label them the threat, label them the oppressor, the terrorist, so that they are neutralized so they can take over the country. And now apparently the FBI is helping them to neutralize the very people that are standing in the way of the Marxist revolution, patriotic, God-fearing, constitutional Americans. Right?
That's exactly right, Brandon. And the reason is this. The FBI has bought into a very important part of the revolution, and that's the cultural revolution.
Yes.
And that's exactly what you described. But what is amazing about what we just heard from the asset is how consistent the story that the asset is telling us is with the findings we had during the 1990s. The 1990s were an age of extensive domestic terrorism in the United States. Think back to the Unabomber. Mm-hmm. Think back to Timothy McVeigh and the people who attacked the federal building in Oklahoma City. Think back to Eric Robert Rudolph and the bombings that he was involved in, including the 1996 Olympics. I had an up-close and personal visit with all of the experiences of the 1996 Olympics.
I want to make sure our audience understands what you just said. You were involved in all those cases.
Yes.
Explain maybe which ones particularly.
Not the Oklahoma City bombing so much, although we did visit them to see how they prosecuted that case to get some lessons for Unabom. But the Unabom case, I was the individual in charge of Unabom. I wrote the search warrant that got into Theodore Kaczynski's cabin and directed all operational aspects of Unabom. I briefed the Attorney General on a routine basis, both in Washington, D.C., and sometimes in other locations. And as far as Eric Robert Rudolph and the Olympic bombing, for 1 year between March of 1998, directly after the Unabomber pled guilty, until March of 1999, was the FBI's inspector in charge of the search for Rudolph in the forest of the Nantahala National Forest in North Carolina. And in every one of those instances, certainly in McVeigh's instance and in Rudolph, we were very careful, very, very careful, not to enlarge and inflame the problems we already face by being in certain parts of the country and looking for these people. But we were aware of the fact in the FBI that we need to avoid ascribing this to more than one person. We need to stay on the trail of the people responsible. And that was our message. And we avoided talking about militias. But everybody wanted to talk about, well, it must have been the militia that attacked the Olympics. It must have been...
All right, folks, the full interview, WVWTV.com. It's exclusive. You should hear the whole audio. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Today is June 3rd, 2021, and gold is nearing $2,000 an ounce, and silver is nearing $30 an ounce. Why? This is what we call inflation. Folks, it's not really that gold and silver are going up. It's that the dollar is struggling. And why is the dollar struggling? Because they're printing money. They're printing way too much money. They are trying to destroy the American dollar. Who's the they? Well, it's our enemies, both foreign and domestic, but most of them are domestic. It is the Marxist agenda. It is the globalist agenda. It is the Keynesian economics agenda. Remember John Maynard Keynes, Keynesian economics? What did he say? By the continuous process of inflation, we can steal the majority of the people's wealth, and not one man in a million will know what we're doing. Well, I know what they're doing. Do you? Do you know what to do about it? Do you know how to protect your hard-earned life savings? First of all, let's get it clear. We're not talking about putting 50% of your cash assets in gold and silver. We're talking about a reasonable small amount, maybe 10%, 15%. It varies. It depends on your individual situation. Look, I don't give financial advice. We give financial opinion. It's up to you to do your due diligence and decide what is best for you. But I can promise you right now, if you don't do something, you're going backwards due to inflation. Your hard-earned savings is being eaten away with the increase in inflation. Have you seen what lumber is going for? Have you seen what $1,000 would buy last year at this time in lumber and what $1,000 will buy this year? I've seen the picture. It's ridiculous. This, again, is partly caused by inflation. How about the price of groceries, gas? You know, the traditional definition of inflation is this: too many dollars chasing too few goods and services. Well, do we have too many dollars in the system today? Do we have the expansion of credit? Yes. We have too many dollars chasing what? Too few goods and services. Well, why do we have fewer goods and services? Because a lot of Americans won't get up and go to work. They're being paid to stay at home. So now we have the decrease of goods and services. So there are a lot of things that create inflation, and we're seeing a lot of those culminate right now. If you would like to protect your hard-earned years of life savings, we urge you to get the free packet of information from Swiss America by calling right now Wes Peters, and you can call him on his cell phone or text him. Give him your address if you don't want to call him and say, hey, here's my name and address. I want the free packet of information Brannon mentioned. You can call or text Wes Peters right now at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, area code 602-558-8585. I urge you to do your due diligence. Inflation, I think, is going to become one of the biggest stories of the decade. Now is the time to act. Why on earth would you buy when the prices are high? The goal, of course, is buy low, sell high. But really, it's not about selling, is it? It's about preserving your life saving and maybe even generational savings, so you have something to pass on to your kids and grandkids. 602-558-8585 for the free packet of information. No obligation. It's a free packet of information.